Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe, good. You're the guy I'm trying to get a hold of. This is Hugh Snowden over at Sunset Lane in Michigan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Did this have to be your number or what?
Let me see. Oh, no, you just called our direct mail line, so it could have gone to anyone. It just randomly came to me. What's going on?
Well, I was trying to get to you because the only thing I have is an app here, and I don't have your number and information on it.
Okay.
I can't tell you why I didn't get that or I don't have it at this time. I do have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the question is, we're looking in, like I said, to put in some machines.
Right.
But we're going to have to do them ourselves, okay? Which means I need to sort of subcontract certain things myself, like the electrical system that's in the back room. I need it rebuilt.
Okay.
I'm going to need, of course, hire people and an expert in how to put in the machines. That's the thing. And then the machines themselves are going to cost X number of dollars to be shipped in from Wisconsin.
Right.
So those are three components I need. We're looking at approximately maximum $25,000.
Okay, $25,000. And I thought you mentioned you were looking to hold off. So that's $25,000 in capital you're looking to bring on after acquiring the equipment, right, for installation and the electrical system?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I say it's a three kind of package, and I don't have any specific numbers as total, with the exception of the machines. The machines themselves are $12,000, about $14,000, just the machines. The other stuff,
right.
I'm hoping I can get done, ourselves.
And these are the pin setters, correct, that we were talking about?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
So I'm trying to bring up your file here.
Do you want to give me a number to get to you directly?
Yeah, it should have been on the email there. Do you want to jot it down then?
I sure do. Hang on, I got your name listed here, so that came up. That was good.
No problem. It should be in the signature. Should be in the signature of that email as well that I sent you. But it's good.
Like I said, the only thing I've got that came in by the email was the actual application.
Oh, okay.
From the Bank of Cardiff. I don't have anything else in email.
Okay.
I'm looking to see, and I don't necessarily have it, or my wife didn't get a copy. I don't know. Go ahead. What's that?
It's
858-779-0391.
0391. Yep, you got it.
Correct? Okay, 858-779-0391. You're out of San Diego.
You got it. That's correct. Yeah.
All right. So I know I got to call you. It's 7 o'clock my time, a.m.
Yeah, I get in here at 6:30. So 6:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific
so.
Time. Right. Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm here
7
early.
7 o'clock my time would be about 3 o'clock in the morning, if that's okay. But I don't want to get up that early, so don't worry. I realize we're 3 hours back. That is okay. I know you need the bank statements, the first pages. Now, I'm going to give you 6 months because, like I told you before, I don't know if you got it on there or not, I'm seasonal.
Right, I remember you mentioning that, yeah.
And January, February, March are my biggest months, good months. In which I have available right now, I've got to produce April, May, and June, which I can do. Point being is you're not going to see much.
Right.
Back last month, I was $2,000 with that, whereas the other ones are in the $30,000 range.
Right. So, yeah, I would, if you can get me December through May, at least we'll have your busier months there. As far as December, January, February, March goes, because I think you mentioned those are the busy.
Sure,
but
September, October, November, December are my months, so the big ones.
Got you. I mean, if you want, it might help your approval to just get them all over, for the seasonal business. And also, one thing too is for the equipment, all we need to see is the first page of the banks. Which in this circumstance, we're going to approach the equipment first, you know, because you're going to want to get approved for the equipment, but, you know, we're going to try and attack that and get you an approval for that prior to the working capital, because that's going to kind of come
now,
in second.
Is there a way, when I put in the equipment, is there a way of having a package deal? So I owe it everything at one fee.
Unfortunately, to be honest with you, we have two different programs. We have our capital loan program, and then we have our equipment financing. So we'd have to, because the programs are different, it would be set up differently. So the payments would be different, and they would be, they would be split up.
In other words, I can't get it put all on the machines.
Right, we couldn't wrap it all up into
one flat package. In order to cover the machines. Basically, it's covering the machines. It's just that I'm doing it myself, getting the electrician and getting the people to put them in.
Right.
Versus having it done by the company in Wisconsin, which will charge me 10 times more.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, they could do that, but then I'm sitting here going, oh my goodness, I don't want to pay all that. This other way, I can get it cheaper.
Right, right.
But you were taken away where the only way I got the money is the best way to get the money. Okay. Well, let's see what we can do.
I was going to say, for the capital, for our capital ones, we actually have to see every page of the bank statement. So I don't know if you just want to send over the first page for now, and we can try and, approach the capital and then, the equipment and see what we can do, and then go back and...
I'll get you every page of January, February, and March, because I do have those available.
Okay. The first page...
There are three different accounts.
Okay, yeah, if you could just provide me, let's start with the equipment, let's not get ahead of ourselves, let's start with the equipment.
I agree. The equipment's the cheapest, could be one of the cheaper ones. The equipment's going to be around $14,000, and it's going to take another 10 easy to put it in. That's my problem. So like I say, you put it together on a reasonable rate of interest, in maybe over 3 years, no more than 3 years, I would like it that way if I could do it. But
and just to touch on
that, is, pretty rough. Pardon me?
Are you still thinking about bringing on, I think we talked about the 6 pin setters for $50,000. Is that still what you're looking at?
No, that's by state. It's going to be 6 pin setters, 6 of them.
Right.
But it's going to be a lot less because we're changing the brand name.
Okay, got you. So you're still looking at 6. What's the price tag for those 6?
The price is around $3,000 a machine.
$3,000 a machine. Okay, so about $18,000.
No, it's less than that. It's about $2,500 a machine, actually.
Okay, so $2,500 just off the top of my head. That's about $15,000.
That's what I was shooting. Yes. That's
okay.
Where we're at. That's on the machines. But they're coming from a warehouse in Wisconsin, shipped here in supposedly, not just working order, but they're supposed to be all fixed up, ready to go. They're older machines. They're not brand new.
Okay, and that's not going to be an issue. We can finance used machines. So we're looking at the So our first step here is going to be to try and get the $15,000 in equipment financing, and then, we'll get you an answer on that, and then we'll go to work on the capital. That's typically the best way to approach it.
Because capital rates are pretty high, aren't they?
The capital rates are more expensive than the equipment, for $25,000, I think we can get you into a pretty good program here. You guys have been around for almost 10 years now or so. So, if you can get that stuff over to me, the first page from the bank statements there. Also, if you could include, I know you mentioned you didn't get the whole email, all the content, the first page from your tax return with the gross sales.
I could do that for a couple of years, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We just need your most recent.
Actually, if you want, I got a P&L I could get you.
A P&L would be nice,
one
too.
One page.
Yeah, P&L, but we will need the first page. I think it's the 1065 there for the LLC, just the page with the gross sales.
No, it's 1120.
Okay, I got you. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys are C Corp.
No, S Corp.
S Corp. So yeah, the 1120S. I'm sorry. I had you down as an LLC. That's why I was thinking 1065.
Yeah, right.
So the first page there for the 1120S. The bank statements, and then that one page. Let me make sure. I want to make sure you have the right application.
Oh, I just looked at it. Said.
Oh yeah, you do have the right one.
One thing about it's very small print. Oh, the one that's getting through. I mean, that's small print for your extra, you know, all that information. It's all on one half of a page. I don't know why it's coming that little.
Good question. Okay. I don't know the answer to.
I know. I understand that. Well, let's see what we can put together. I'll get it together and send it out to you. It'll probably be after the 4th, but I will get it out in the mail to you, if not before.
Okay, no problem.
And let me see, is there a number? Because I will be sending it. I won't be faxing it.
I'm sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear you.
It's going to go by mail.
Okay, so you want to send it, traditional mail?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to email you over the address here?
Yeah. Don't you do that, please. And then your number or whatever I need to know. And then I will send it out to that address as soon as we get it together, which we will be getting it together real soon. I mean, I want to see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you get it over early next week, and I'll go to work on it immediately here. I'm going to send you off our address there, so you have it on file here, or on file there, I should say.
Sure.
Maybe I'll circle back with you next Wednesday or so if I haven't heard from you. Does that work?
That would be a good time, yeah, because we're going to be gone until Tuesday ourselves.
Oh, and, nice. You guys going out of town?
I am a little, yes, I am. Nice. Yeah, my wife and I are. But not the bowling alley. It's there yet. But myself and my wife are going, yes, we're going out.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
We're going to go north a little bit. So we have a little place up on a lake. We're going to go up there for a couple days.
Oh, that sounds nice. Nice to get away and relax.
I hope to anyway. But I was looking at the list of to-do lists up there. I'm going, okay. bathtub's got sprung a leak, not a bathtub, it's a faucet. So, and a few other little odds and ends, a window's broken, and so on. So I will be doing repairs, but after that, you're right, it's on a lake, and we hope to
that
get out.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. All right, if you ship that over to Snowy Mandy 2, that
got
would be
it.
Great.
I
got your number now. I'm good. I will get that information to available, and let's see what we can do.
Sounds good. Yeah, I just sent the email off there to you with the address as well. So I made it large. You have my number on there, too, and our fax number, too. Anything?
That'd be great.
Call any questions, all right?
All right. Sounds good. Hey, have a good weekend, man.
You as well. You have a good holiday weekend. Take care.
Bye. Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Bye.